Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. This morning is October 5th, 2009, and Sherry and I have a very exciting show for you. Sherry and I will recap some of the tools that we've talked about this year. It's all about living a healthy lifestyle and being positive. There are many tools, so we're going to just go over some of them that we've mentioned earlier this year. We are also going to have a special guest, Carol Hoffman with Arts at St. John's, is going to talk about a very eventful week at the Botanical Gardens here in Miami, Florida. The event is about common roots. You'll learn more about that. So I just want to thank all of you loyal listeners for being a part of the Good News Show and sending in your feedback, calling in during shows, and just enjoying the show with us. So again, this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I'm here, Patty, and good morning, everybody. It's great this morning. We're in beautiful, sunny South Florida, and it's a great time to be here because the weather is starting to get a little cooler, get out of the hot summer, so it's really been great. And I want to thank everybody. I've gotten a lot of emails from people that are saying that they saw our clip on the TV channel 4 News, had a clip of the show. So if you would like to see it, you can email us and we'll send you the clip out to you. It was very exciting, and it was just getting the message out a little bit more that we're looking to take it on the road and we're looking to take it to TV. So we'll just see what the universe has in store for us. But for right now and here today, we are talking about love is the answer. Always. And I just actually bought a Barbra Streisand tape last week, and that's what her tape is called. It's all about love. So when you think about that it's all about love, boy, that sure does change things a little bit. And it changes your attitude and your interaction with people, and you come from a different place. And when you're coming from love, you're really coming from a place of being at one with the other person and seeing the beauty in them and seeing the God spirit in them and knowing that, you know, we all have mistakes and we all have flaws and we're all human. But if we come from love, it turns things around. We're able to you know, maybe change a bad experience into a good experience. And, you know, think positive and do no harm. Live life through facts, not fiction. That's always been a really important thing to me. You know, okay, when you're having an interaction with somebody, give me the facts. You know, what is your bottom line? And I always find that that really you know, it just cuts to the chase. And it's an incredible tool for dealing with people, places, and things. You know, but use your imagination to prepare for your dreams and live, love, laugh, and communicate. And, you know, if you think about that on a daily basis and before going to sleep and you think back to your day and you think about, you know, what have I done lately, or what have I done today that's helped someone, or what brings me joy today? Did I do something that brings me joy today? And laugh and communicate, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. But, you know, look for the similarities and not the differences in others. And be as non-judgmental as possible, you know. There is no guarantee against trouble, but against defeat, resilience, and find the beauty and joy in every moment. We talk about finding your joy, and, you know, I'll think, you know, I am not going to let you take away my joy. So And if I do that, I really brings me back to, you know, what is good for me, what brings me happiness, what brings me joy. And you can separate yourself and detach with love from certain situations that are not serving you well. So if you train your mind to search for the positive things about people, you'll be surprised at how many good things you can observe in them. And, you know.
So it's about guiding your thoughts. We have the power to guide our own thoughts. We can either go into a negative path or into a positive path of thought.
Yeah. You know, when you realize that that is what, you know, you can be in charge of changing the channel and change the thoughts. Now, you know, I say it a lot, but it's not as easy as it sounds. Because, sometimes I've tried to do it to myself, and now I'm going, well, it's just not happening so quickly. But you have to stay in that thought and pray about it. And, you know, before you know it, yeah, you've changed the channel and you've moved on to another place. So.
Well, the good news with that, Sherry, is you, the more you do it, the more you start to recognize when you need to do it. And it just, like, decreases the time of being in that miserable or painful state. It's like when you notice it and you try to change your thoughts, the quicker you notice it, the easier you are on your way back to the path of positive thinking and feeling good and having that joy in your day.
True, yeah. So, you know, do the unexpected. You're sure to move forward than standing still. If you keep doing things, you know, like doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, that really doesn't work anymore. But do the unexpected. And learn how to be happy with what you have while you pursue all that you want. That brings us to the best topic that I've ever talked about, which is about gratitude. And, you know, gratitude makes a house into a home. It makes a meal into a feast. It makes, you know, what you have into enough. And that's a really great place to be. You know, I always talk about just saying thank you. And if that's all you can do is just say thank you, then you're in a really good place. And if things, you know, aren't really going your way and you're thinking nobody's out there listening and, you know, things just aren't working for you, get back into the gratitude place of what do I have to be grateful for, even the little things, and come from that attitude of gratitude. It shifts things around when you're grateful. And you can be happy with what you have while you're pursuing what you want. So that's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risks. So that's a topic that, you know, we talk about. And, you know, you got to get out there and take the risk. You know, you jump in with both feet. And you just make the most of it, make the best of it, and it's amazing what comes from it. Doing the next right thing in life, in whatever it is that you're doing.
Well, I think it's interesting that you started this with, you know, coming from love. And I think in making those changes, if you do come from love, it's an easier experience because if it's fear-driven, you may not be making the right choices. You're just acting out of fear. And if you're doing it from love, yes, you might have some anxiety or some panic or discomfort, but just going back to that foundation of where you're coming from inside is, I think, it's very, very important.
Yeah, we keep getting tested, and that's a great way to keep bringing it back to coming from a really good place of love. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, you know, take into account, you know, when you lose, don't lose the lesson, because there are so many great lessons to be learned, even if things don't turn out the way you think that they should. and it's all good, you know. So when you really, when you take a look at it, you go into things with a little, with excitement, like what is going on and what do I have to do next? We talk about following the three R's, respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all of your actions.
That's good. The three R's. Want to read that again for us?
Yes. It's respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all your actions. So, you know, I really like that because for me, when I come from a place of being responsible for my actions, yeah, it makes me, I feel good about it because I know that I'm making some choices and changes and you know, you have to own up and be responsible for where your actions are. And I think that's a really great place to be when you're, you know, working with relationships and just with yourself. So remember that it's not getting what you want. You know, it's sometimes it's a stroke of luck, you know, when you get what you want. But learning the rules so you know how to break them properly.
Oh. Sherry, that's funny. We're going to be back in just a moment. I just want to invite our listeners to call in. Our call-in number is area code 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you have something you'd like to share on air, feel free to call. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. If you send an email in, we'll read it on air live for you. And I just want to remind you that you can become a member of the Good News Show. Just go to the website, goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. Become a member and you'll get notifications about what's happening here at the Good News Show. So we want to thank you. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. I want to continue with, you know, don't let a little dispute injure a great relationship. We have to be able to take our lessons, move on, let go. And when you realize that you've made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it. I love that. You know, taking your inventory and being able to admit as soon as something comes up, you know, you had an incident at work or something's going on in a relationship and you're feeling that, you know, maybe this wasn't the best way to handle it. Maybe you got a little angry. Maybe things came out that you really didn't like or, you know, you didn't mean to say. Immediately take responsibility and be able to admit that maybe you made a mistake. And I think that's a really, really great thing.
That's a good tool, Sherry, because, you know, you've heard stories, I've heard stories, even friends, you know, one little miscommunication can end a friendship or for years people stop talking to one another. And the years go by, and they don't even remember exactly what happened, but it could sever a friendship. And, you know, 10 or 15 years can go by, and then they rekindle and take, you know, start again. And all of that time is wasted time, because every day is a very precious thing, gift in life that we all have. So if you immediately, you know, make the amends or mention that you miscommunicated or this isn't going the way I want it to go, let's work on it. I think that's really important to get to move through it. And I think we do have our caller calling in. So let's see if we can bring her into the show. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi, it's Carol Hoffman.
Good morning, Carol. Welcome on this beautiful day. How are you?
Fine. I'm snuck outside away from the Common Roots art exhibit, and I'm hiding in a bower of trees. It's wonderful.
I can just picture you, Carol.
Oh, gosh, that is funny. So So we know you have a lot going on this morning and you have a lot going on this week. So why don't we just take this time, have you, introduce our listeners to Arts at St. John's and tell us all about what you're doing this week with Common Roots.
Okay. Yes, the Arts at St. John's is sponsoring this program. It's called Common Roots, and it is a visual art and various media related to either native plants or traditional plants of people's culture. It was an open competition. We selected finally 24 artists in all sorts of media, painting, photography, sculpture, assemblage, weaving, basketry. And right now, at this very moment, everyone's bringing their work in. We have about 50 pieces. It's sort of exciting because we did the jurying by email, by photograph. And so always, artwork is more pure and brilliant and exciting in person. So it's sort of like meeting old friends or new friends, and so it's been quite fun to see what everybody's bringing in. And we're just really, really excited about it.
That's exciting, and that's good to know. I know there are postings of some of the artwork on Facebook, and just knowing that going to the exhibit and seeing it in person it enhances the experience, and you really get a lot more than just seeing it on the internet.
And the exhibit is at the Miami Beach Botanical Garden, which is this hidden little gem right across from the convention center, 2000 Convention Center Drive in Miami Beach. If you don't live in Miami Beach, you may not even know that we have a botanic garden here. It's really cute. It has all sorts of different, it has a native plant section, an Asian plant, an herb garden, palms, and it's a beautiful place to come where it can be quiet in the middle of sort of a chaotic, crazy city. And so it's a great place to have the art show. The opening reception actually is tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and it's open to everyone, free. And in addition to having all the 50-plus pieces of art, we're going to have wine that is donated to us by Schnebly Wines in Redlands, and they make their wines from various native fruit and even avocado. And we have all the food is donated by the market company, which has street markets of green and foods throughout South Florida. So it's going to be a wonderful reception, and we wanted to invite everyone to come.
Well, thank you for telling everybody about it. And if you're out there and you happen to be hearing Carol, just want you also to know that if you happen to go, you might see a presentation of one of our very own Patty Black.
And I will be there.
great. And I am told she has two wonderful poster-sized photographs, which I've seen hints of what they look like, and we're excited about that. On Wednesday, there's going to be, from 10 to noon, there's going to be we have a botanist who's coming in to look at all the paintings and photographs and tell us what pieces of artwork, plants are represented in the artwork, and he's going to tell little histories about it. So it'll be like this informal talk. And he's also doing another talk on Saturday morning from 10 to 12, all about coastal native plants. And all these two talks are free and open to the public also. And it's going to be sort of fun because he can look at your plant and say, that's a native plant used by the Seminole Indians and the early settlers, or, oh, that was introduced to Jamaica 100 years ago by the Irish or something. All these kinds of things that makes it very interesting. And I see I'm really emphasizing native plants because it's part of our sustainability for a greener planet. to start recognizing the beauty in our native plants and not always just bring in outside plants, but to allow the native plants to pop up and to be a part of what South Florida was in the beginning. So that's where the idea came from also.
Mm-hmm. So that's important where, to the whole ecological system too, to keep the native
yes.
plants.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
So Carol, aside from those events that you had mentioned, so all through the week from Tuesday on, people can come in and view. They
yes,
can come during the day or the evening or...
Yes, it's the garden is open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5. The artists will start taking their work down Saturday afternoon, so it's better to get in before that. But come by anytime you want to. Almost everything is for sale, and it could be a wonderful way to enhance your home here with some. It's all local artists doing artwork about plants.
Well, that's great. I think we'll have a really great turnout. I'm going to be sending out emails to all the people that I know and let them know to send it out to all their people so that we can get a really good response. And so we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, we're very happy to know that you're doing what you're doing and Arts of St. John's is doing what they're doing. So we want to thank you for sharing this with our listeners, and we'll see you this week.
Yeah, and you know, Carol, I know you do an awful lot of incredible things. So from time to time, I'd love you to come on and keep letting everybody know what's going on so that we can keep everyone in touch with what you're doing.
Great. Thanks for the invitation. See you all later.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's going to be very exciting. And so as we were saying, and I do want to put another little plug in for you, that if there's anyone listening here from Miami, and I know that there's a lot of people listening here from Miami, we are going to be there. Patty and I will be there Tuesday evening for the reception, and you can come and meet us, and you can come see some of Patty's work along with the other 49 people that were selected for this, and 25. Oh, there's 49 pieces.
Right.
Okay. 50 pieces.
Thank
25
you,
people. So yeah, that'll be fun, and we're looking forward to seeing you. And just come up and introduce yourself to us, and I'm sure you'll.
And let us know that you're one of our listeners and that you heard about the show from the Good News Show. That would be nice. So we have something else going on in South Florida that I want to mention. There is the 10th annual Tea Dance. It's a celebration of life and love. It's a breast cancer benefit, and it's hosted by Mary Jane Cunningham. She's been doing this for quite a while. And it will be at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on Sunday, October 11, 2009, from 2 to 7. And if you want to get tickets for it, you can go to the website, www.maryjanetdance.com. That's www.maryjanetdance.com. If you don't have a pen, you can always send an email to the Good News Show later today or this week if you want more information on that. But I really love what Mary Jane does. She really pulls together a nice group of people in the community. They donate things, and then they hold a raffle, and it's a lot of fun. There's a live auction. There's entertainers, raffles, food, drinks, DJs, and so much that it's just I wanted to invite everybody to go to this. I think it's a really good thing that she's been doing.
Yeah, I have to say that we've gone to many of her events, and they're always wonderful, and we're looking forward to going to this one also. So
there are over hundreds of items donated for the auctions, from vacations, dinners, cruises, movies, wetsuits, massages, pet products, gift certificates, Starbucks, jewelry, hair services, personal trainers, cooking lessons, jewelry making classes, artwork. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There is a lot of support in the community, and it's all for breast cancer. So So.
Uh-oh, it looks like I better gather some of my monies together for this one. Sounds like a few things I want to get.
Yes, yes. And the DJ Gina and Wendy Hunt will be there. So I just want to put that plug in because I really love what Mary Jane has done for the community over the years.
Wow, that's interesting. You just mentioned a DJ that I haven't seen in about 10 years, an old friend. So that's very nice.
I was wondering why you're looking at me with your mouth open like, what?
Yeah.
So again, it's Sunday, October 11th, 2009, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the War Memorial Auditorium. It's 800 Northeast 8th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Mary Jane and French will be celebrating the 10th annual Tea Dance, a celebration of life and love breast cancer benefit.
Great.
So this is Patty Black, and you have been listening to the Good News Show. If you have access to a phone, you can always call us and then tell us your input. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com.
Well, what I wanted to say also is spend time, you know, alone with yourself. And it's really good to be able to have some time to yourself, you know, find out, you know, what are the things that interest you, you know, do you have special hobbies, and, you know, open up your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. And remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Somebody said the other day, the best thing that I ever said was what I didn't say. I had to think about that a little bit. So that was great. And I'm a big believer in not overthinking things because I think within situations and in stillness, there are the answers. So, you know, I think that for me, I know that if I take some time to just be between the words, you know, the silence between the words, and take that time to just listen and say nothing. And, you know, sometimes just taking a deep breath and just sitting with yourself is such a great way to have, you know, to have the answers come to you. And if they don't come right away, then, you know, can you keep doing that? It's practice, you know, being able to sit still with yourself and let your thoughts go. It's not something that's the easiest thing to do, but it does take a little practice to do that.
But it does, but they do say that if you're searching for answers, listen to the lowest voice. So you need to silence your mind and just really listen to, you have the chatter, you have all the conversation going on in your head, but it's the lower voice that is coming from the truth, your truth, and that's going to help you get the answer to whatever it is you're trying to solve. So that's a really good tool. And I know early in the morning is a good time to do it because it is quiet. You've just rested. Your mind hasn't, you know, processed a lot throughout the day. So that's a good time. That's why a lot of people go through meditation in the morning. And that's when a lot of people write their gratitude list in the morning. So that's a really, really good tool. Thank you, Sherry.
I know. Some of the people that I know that are very heavily into meditations and get up at 4 in the morning because that is the most purest, quiet time to be able to be still. I have not gotten to that place yet. Just want to know that I can do that. But I like to take whatever, you know, whenever my time is in the morning, as soon as I wake up and take that, you know, that time for myself. And if it doesn't happen then, I will make the time during the day. You know, you can start out with 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and then, you know, it goes into you enjoying it. Now when I'm sitting with myself, I can enjoy sitting for a half hour, 45 minutes, and it's a pleasure. It's like you get to that place where that's where you want to be. That's your peace, your state of oneness. And, you know, live a good, honorable life. You know, and then when you get older and you think back, you'll be able to enjoy all of your things that you've done a second time, you know, and you can look back on it. And, you know, a loving atmosphere in your home is the foundation for a good life. So, you know, I feel that, you know, keeping the energy and the love at home, you know, try not to bring the argument or the upset or the chaos or the drama into your home. The home is a place for peace and solitude. And, you know, I think a good tool is, you know, if you're in a relationship and you want to have a conversation about something, sometimes it's good to take it outside or take it into a neutral place so that you're really not bringing it into your home. And if you do have to bring it into your home, it's really important not to end the night in a fight or not in a, you know, in a resolution, but to be able to get to that point of bringing the peace and love back. And, you know, share your knowledge. You know, it's a great way to achieve your what you know, to be able to share what you know with people. And
it's part of giving back.
It's definitely part of giving back. And one of the things I wanted to just mention, because I happen to be into this very honest place these days. Love must be honest. And, you know, it's something that I've also been learning a lot about where, you know, you want to be able to, you know, be brutally honest. And I'm really, for myself, I feel that, you know, that's really the only place to come from, you know, and people need to hear the reality and the truth of it. What is the bottom line? What is the fact? And then they must learn to take that responsibility for what they hear when they hear the truth, and then it's up to them to do what they want with it because you're coming from a place of truth. And, you know, love tells the truth and uses the truth to benefit the other person. So, you know, one of the most caring things that anyone can do for their loved ones is to make them aware of a behavior or an attitude that is not good for them, or for their love or for their growth. So, you know, we can't change everything about ourselves simply by hardened or by willpower. But if we could, we would not have to. So, you know, just putting things first and being able to come from that place of truth and honesty and support, and love supports each other. So I just wanted to bring that out a little bit.
That's a great tool is, you know, the truth and honesty. Sometimes it will hurt people, or it just may be uncomfortable, or it may cause a little chaos, but it you get through it because it came from a good place. And a lot of people are not truthful because they're afraid that it will hurt the other person, or they might have an argument, and then that just builds up a bunch of negative feelings, resentments, and things like that. So just getting to the truth and getting through it is a healthier way of approaching life. And we want to just thank all of our listeners. We're going to be wrapping our show up. Sherry, you have a lot of good information. You have a lot of great tools. You have a great outlook in life, and I get feedback from people I know who listen to the show, and they are just, they're incorporating it into their lifestyle, and it's really just, they love it. So I just want to give you a little accolade here on air live today.
Thank you. Thanks. It's always good to hear some good positive feedback. Thank you so much.
All right. So we're going to be signing off. Next week we have another great guest. So stay tuned. Go to the website and you'll learn more about that. That's goodnewsshow.us, www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. Signing off. Thank you, listeners, and thank you, Sherry. Everybody have a great week. Get to the Common Roots exhibition if you're here in South Florida, and get to Mary Jane's Tea Dance for Breast Cancer. That's going to be a great event next Sunday.
Bye-bye, everybody, and have a great week. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.